We used them to have.
If we didn't have them, we didn't have them either.
If there's a, say if there's an old man that lives up back country and never talks to anybody and his ways are real strange, say, well, that man is really, well, I suppose he's just strange.
Back country.
Suppose, would you say he's kind of queer?
Yeah. Queer.
Does that mean anything else?
Maybe he's just backwoods man, or maybe he's just grown up to that too much knowledge. He's kind of green, you know.
Just queer?
Yeah.
Does queer mean anything else?
Strange. Strange. Sort of strange.
If somebody's used to getting their own way and they just never give in, and they never admit they're wrong, and they just insist on getting their own way, you say, well, he's pretty
hard-headed.
Any other words? Suppose somebody is easily offended, someone is always offended and saying, oh, they did something wrong against me.
I'd say, he or she has got a chip on the shoulder, or he had a chip on the shoulder,
yeah.
And somebody knocked on it.
Well, suppose they aren't so fighting about it. Suppose they just always getting their feelings hurt, and they say, well,
troublemaker. That's what's wrong.
Just
kind of a spitfire.
Maybe we could get more specific here. Now, these kinds of people you've been telling me about are kind of in a fighting mood.
Mm-hmm.
Now, suppose there's somebody just really kind of mild. They're always feeling hurt. They're always feeling bad. They're always saying that the neighbors up here don't like me, and the neighbors down here went by the other day and they didn't bother to speak to me, and they're just always feeling hurt about them. Say there as well. You can't say a cross word to them, or they'll take it the wrong way. They never take a trick as a joke. They just always take it as a personal insult. Touching?
Let's
call them touching.
Tattler, a little troublemaker.
Touching? Not touching.
Feeling the guy on the stem.
Now, if you pull a trick on one of your little brothers and he doesn't like it too well, he just takes out after you with a stick. You let him chase you around and say, well, I pulled a trick on him. He got pretty, what about it? He got...
roughly.
How did he feel about it? He got...
angry.
Any other way of saying that?
Roughly. Fight.
Now, as you were taking this trip with your mother, you're going out to see your brother, and you heard about this place where the hill comes down to the road and the outlaws might be there. Your mother hears this.